Want to go to Rex? Yeah, I should be able to help you out, mate. Yeah, should be able to. What car are we working with, mate? Yep, no worries. And I'm assuming you've started that sort of engineering process with an engineer. Oh, epic. Yeah, no problem, mate. Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, no problem. So normally the process is like you're obviously coming to us with a car that's more complete than the majority of the ones that come to us. So normally the cost wise is $1,400 for the full test, but we sort of cap it at 3 hours for testing. So what we can do is obviously we're going to get an initial baseline run. That's not going to take up to 3 hours at all. What it can mean then is with the data that you get, you can go back to Alex, then you can bring it back and it's not just constant cost. Do you know what I mean? How far off? Epic. Yep, no problem. That's cool. Yeah, no problem. I'll throw another one too. We have had what issue is the car on? Very cool. Yeah, nice. Okay. So, did you want to do that same sort of swap while you're here for that initial or? Because the other thing we can do, we've had in the past, like if I'm just using our own tuning side of things, we only play with the Subarus. But when I'm doing an emissions test, we did one recently for a billet block, WRX that we've built, and doing the testing on the E85 and big injectors and that sort of stuff. But obviously, the tuning aspect we can do while we're here. So whether. Yeah, get it in, because it's surprising how finicky these things are. Like we talk, like E85 is actually like in the past you would think it'd be easier because from an emissions point of view it's better in some sense, but it's way worse than in others. So there's generally actual exhaust amount is like so the amount of CO in there. So CO2, yeah. So even though it's a cleaner burn, you have less NOx, better hydrocarb. You've just got more of it, which is another tricky part. Yeah, so it's a set drive cycle. So you basically punch in the vehicle dimensions, weight, tire, blah blah blah, and the dyno has a set inertia as it goes through. It literally feels like if you close your eyes, it feels like you're driving on the road. So you'll be going down at different speeds. It's all set the same across all cars. It has gear change spots, and it's designed to sort of stress the car in different ways. So like one is like a light throttle coming down to a stop. You think, oh well that's but as soon as you come down to stop and then you have to accelerate hard afterwards, generally that's where they fail, because obviously it's all exhaust flow. The actual like whether it passes or fails comes down to the year of manufacture of the car. Correct, yeah. So we Yeah, correct. Which is the latest? How close we can get. Well, the cool thing is, like, if I'm just looking at the cars that we do here from a tune point of view, you often end up with a better tune state afterwards as well, because you're optimizing the car, particularly off boost. So yeah, no, it's pretty exciting. Little test you want to do. So yeah, we can absolutely do it. Yep. Yeah, it's probably not. Friday's probably going to be the best days. Let's have a look. What have we got? So probably a good day if you wanted to speak to Alex would be Friday the 5th of December, because I've got all my tuning side of things stacked before then, and then Friday I've got a breather. I'm terrible with names. Sorry, are you, what was your first? Alex. It's easy. Oh, Alex. Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, emissions testing. Done. Go for it. Yep. KNOTT. Yep. Cool, man. Did you want to get Alex from Underground to give me a buzz as well? My name's Warwick. I'll give you he sorry, mate. I'll give you my mobile number, because it, yeah, so 0400 131 337. Yeah, I'll bounce some ideas off just from what we've seen. Obviously, there's a few little pitfalls that have caught us off guard with these things. How many cats does a car have? Do you know what type of cat is in there? That's fair. No, so you can. That's going to be interesting, because it, like, the last one we did with the billet block, you only had a single cat. It was a brand new Euro 6 special jigger, but not a race orientated one. It was like purely emissions orientated. Obviously, it kills power on that thing, but it's they've managed to pass with the single cat. I'd have to find out. I'll get back to you on that. Yeah. Yeah, there was a fair bit of tuning to get it to pass on the one, but once you got it, it was fine. Absolutely. No, it does. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we'll bounce some ideas. Yeah, sounds great. No worries. You have a great day. Ciao.